Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Trey Timms, who's the new Vice President of Marketing for Shaw Residential. Trey, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Thanks.
Good to be with you. Good to see you here in this new role. I think you've had it a couple of months now. I wanted to introduce you to our audience. Let's talk just briefly about your background. How many years you've been with Shaw? Run us through your background in the flooring business, if you would.
Well, Kemp, I've been with Shaw for just under 20 years. I started in January 1993, and I've spent really the last 19 years in the field. Southern California for 6 years, the Southwest for 6 years, and then the Midwest for 7 years. In those geographies, I've held a number of different roles, my last role being Divisional Vice President.
I think I met you first when you were in Texas, and you had a field sales position, and then you got promoted, and for the last 7 years, you've been Divisional Vice President up in Chicago.
That's correct.
And part of your role up there in Chicago, you also called on Empire, right?
Yes.
So now that you're down here, you haven't moved your family down here yet, but you're in the process of doing that, and so you'll be based in Dalton and be running, and this is my estimate. I know you're a privately held company, but if you look at Shaw being roughly a $3.5 billion company, and you take out the commercial, you take out the rugs, it's just almost about a $2 billion business you're looking at here. Tell us about what your areas of focus are in this new role.
The major focus is going to be trying to create preference for our products and give the dealer base tools that they need to drive customers in-store and to drive business.
And when you start thinking about a classic marketing role, it's all about the strategies behind what the products look like, what the price points are, what your advertising looks like, your channels to distribution. I mean, all that's part of this role, right?
Absolutely.
As you review where Shaw stands today and look for perhaps the gaps that require some focus, what areas will you spend some attention on?
You know, Kemp, I can't think of a lot of gaps that we have today, but I will tell you that we're constantly trying to evaluate what we're doing in the marketplace. We're constantly looking at different promotions and different ways to help drive consumers in store and help our customer base out.
One of the things that we identify in Floor Focus as we look at this is that there's a little bit of a shift toward the strength of these retail brands, where these retailers are going out and building their own brands. One area where I'm sure you guys are looking is at where the Shaw brand fits into the whole scheme there. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
We've got a great story to tell with the Shaw brand, and I think that we're going to try to bring that out more where we can. Consumers especially need to know who we are as a manufacturer, and we want them to start searching and knowing who the manufacturer is of their product. And we've got a great story to tell there, and we want to be told. So we're going to encourage that.
I guess your immediate challenge now is to get your product mixed together for 2013 so that you can roll out these products at your regional market shows, which I think start in January. Talk a little bit about where you are there.
We're in a great place there right now. And I say this every year, we always come out with great products and programs in January. And I think this year you're going to find one of the strongest launches we've had in a long time, not due to me, but due to stuff that was already being worked on, and we're extremely excited about what we're about to launch in January in all of our major markets and also our Shaw Flooring Network show.
Okay. Can you point out a few that you're most excited about?
I will say I'm most excited about, we have a new collection of the most comprehensive, best-styled soft products in the marketplace today.
Next year you also have, I know Shaw is in every other year cycle, you have your big Align convention. Talk a little bit about what your plans are there.
In January 2013, we'll have close to 1,000 dealers in Orlando for Align convention, which is it's a huge event for us every other year. And a lot of work obviously goes into planning that, which started when we stopped the last convention last year. But we're excited. We've got a great customer base that's showing up there. It gives us a chance to show all of our new products and programs, interact with our customers, our senior management's there, and the customers that come back every year, and they bring their families, and it's an outstanding event.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you start thinking about the Shaw brand and the promise out there to the consumer, tell me a little bit about, this might be a little premature to ask you this, but tell me a little bit about how you guys intend to continue to build the Shaw brand and what the promise is to the consumer.
First of all, I think when a consumer buys, the first brand they're looking at is our dealer, is our customer. And so we want to try to enhance that brand and give them everything they need to help close the sale and give the consumer confidence that they're buying a quality product made by a quality manufacturer. So that's really our focus, is to support the dealer with POP and, like I said earlier, get our story out there, our message about Shaw and all the great things we're doing, whether it be St. Jude Dream Home and our support there and our recycling efforts. There's so many good things that we do as a company that we just need consumers, if they get on the web and check us out, I think it's going to add confidence to their purchase and feel good about who they're buying from.
I guess the timing of this interview right now, I'd be remiss in not asking you how you felt this election results that we just had and what impact that's going to have on the flooring business.
It's positive that it's over for I think, for most people, especially those people that are in the battleground states that were getting bombarded with advertising left and right. And I think it's been a challenge for our customers in a lot of these states, inability to advertise in a good selling time of year. So I think just the nature of it being over will hopefully be positive.
You know, another thing that as we look at where we are from a timing standpoint, we are, I guess, toward the tail end of the fall selling season. I know you can't share exact numbers. Tell us how Shaw's done this fall and how you anticipate business to go toward the future.
Fall's been okay, and I think we're really looking forward to next year, and I think all signs point to things being positive, new home construction being up, remodeling improving. So we're moving into next year very optimistic that, you know, we'll see some growth.
So specifically, though, that I know you have a big sale in the fall. Talk a little bit about how that's been.
Right now we're running our Dream It Do It sale. We're offering one-room pricing for $499 for carpet and $699 for hard surfaces. And it's doing well. You know, it's almost over, so we still have to get the results. But it's a great example of just different types of promotions that we're trying to run or different ideas that we're experimenting with to try to drive traffic and see what works.
Jay, well, welcome to this new role. I look forward to working with you on it, and best of luck to you on it. Again, we've been talking to Trey Timms, who's the new Vice President of Marketing and Product Management with Shaw Residential, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.